An uptick in American Treasury yields in February and March this year was accompanied by a slowdown in portfolio flows to emerging markets, seemingly presaging worse to come. That has not materialized, however, and not only because Treasury yields have dropped back from their spring highs. It also reflects a more robust policy framework in emerging economies and greater resilience to market swings. In recent decades, they have built up foreign exchange reserves and limited their dependence on foreign currency debt. Most survived a severe squeeze in March 2020, when panicked investors rushed to havens and emerging markets currencies tumbled, with minimal economic damage. By comparison, recent exchange rate wobbles have been modest, which has limited the extent to which higher import prices add to inflationary pressure. So far this year, the Brazilian real and the Indian rupee have weakened against the dollar by about 2%. The real sank by nearly a quarter last year and by about 20% during the ructions of 2013. Vigilant central banks probably helped keep investors from growing skittish. But higher interest rates are tough medicine at home. Large increases pose a risk to growth. Slower growth in turn hurts the public coffers, even as higher interest rates raise government's borrowing costs. Among the large emerging economies, the risk of a crisis is perhaps most palpable in Brazil, where a loss of confidence in the public finances contributed to a deep recession in 2015 and 2016. If the fiscal risk premium that bond buyers demand continues to rise, then the government may soon face a terrible choice between slashing spending while unemployment remains high and a full-blown fiscal crisis. Indeed, on August the 12th, Roberto Campos Neto, the head of Brazil's central bank, fretted that markets were beginning to perceive a fiscal deterioration that could jeopardize economic recovery. Recent woes only make the inflation problem starker and at risk of spilling over to other countries. A severe drought in Brazil has reduced the capacity of its hydroelectric plants and sent energy prices soaring. It also threatens the production of export crops like coffee, leading to reduced supplies and higher prices. Low levels of the Paraná River have forced firms like Vale, a mining company, to reduce the loads of iron ore being carried on barges, causing global shortages. Russia's government is taxing wheat shipments abroad, contributing to higher prices worldwide. The fever could break later in the year as bottlenecks ease and as demand from America and China cools a little. Yet there is also a risk of new disruptions. Fresh outbreaks of COVID-19, more natural disasters or social unrest, perhaps related to higher food prices. And for exporters like Brazil, softer commodity prices bring their own problems, such as a tumbling currency and an economic slowdown. A turn for the worse in one country could sour investor sentiment towards other places. Emerging markets have handled the economic strains of the past 18 months with fortitude, but a break in the heat cannot come soon enough.